What is going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to episode number 16 of the Mistakes Were Made podcast. My name is The Real Spoons, and I am graced here today with Baggeroni Pepperoni.
I was wondering what nickname you were going to give me.
Mr. Chris Baggs.
What's up, guys?
How's it going, sir?
It's going.
So, yes, this is the... If you did catch the previous podcast, we're just in an episode of the Just Because podcast, where we talk about everything and everything just because. We actually live streamed that one. That was the first podcast we've live streamed. And we're also live streaming this one, so you can check it out at twitch.tv/podcastle. We're part of the Podcastle Network, loud and proud. And that's also twitter.com/podcastlenet. You can check us out there. But yeah, this is episode 16 of the Mistakes Were Made podcast, the casual gaming podcast where we talk about games and everything relating to games, latest gaming news, gaming culture, gaming questions, things like that. If you guys do have questions from the chat, we won't be really answering every single comment or message from the chat, but we will be monitoring it. So
we might at the end, maybe not today, but next, eventually.
In future episodes,
there's a lot of people, we like do a little post thing that won't be in the audio versions.
Right, yeah, definitely. But that doesn't mean, you know, don't be afraid to post your messages in the chat because they could be relevant to the conversation, so feel free to just throw them in there.
We could bring them up.
Yeah.
I think we brought up one or two.
Yeah, one or two last podcast, so feel free to add them in there. Just know that we might not answer.
Fling them out.
Yeah, just fling them. But yeah, so... We'd like to kick things off here by just talking about what we've been playing. So I know you've been on Iceland, sir, for the past week or so.
Yeah, I was.
So I haven't been playing too much.
I played a little bit before I left, if you want me to talk about that. Still playing Tetris 99. Sekiro, played a little bit. Kind of stopped because of my trip and whatnot. I went to Iceland. If you didn't listen to the Just Because podcast, I went to Iceland. Listen to Just Because podcast.
You can hear
all about it there.
Yeah.
Cuphead, not Cuphead. Fucking Sekiro, Tetris 99. I downloaded Dead Cells to play on the plane. Didn't get around to it because we took a red eye, so I slept and watched movies on the plane ride back. But what was the what was the game I played with you right before I left? Early access.
Bomb
game.
Sorters.
Nope. Bomb Sorters I played with you and Tom. We played the day I left.
The day you left, we played a video game.
Yeah, the early access game. We were just talking about it. I can't remember the name. It got removed from our Steam.
Oh, we played Rocket Arena.
Yeah. Yes. We played that.
So that was a lot of fun.
Yeah. It was cool. It was fun. A little laggy towards the end of our play session, but I enjoyed it. Right. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I'm interested to see where that goes, where that genre will go.
Yeah, definitely. So we talked in the last episode about arena shooters and how they're kind of making a little bit of a comeback
there.
We
did mention this game a little bit.
Yeah, we did. We did mention it a bit, but now we've actually played it. So if you want to check out the previous episode where we talk about arena shooters, go for it. Now, as far as what I've been playing, I have been... kind of all over the place, you know, for the Early Access podcast, which we don't have an episode out yet for that, but I've been kind of like doing some research by playing some games and such. So I played Rocket Arena, which is Early Access game, which was fun. And I do have some notes and stuff like that on that game. World War III, which is Early Access game that I played a little bit of. It's kind of like a Battlefield sort of game, like a more realistic kind of warfare game.
Yeah.
But it was actually fun. Like, typically with those kind of games, I'm terrible at them.
Mm-hmm.
But I was actually, like, doing decent. Like, I was doing probably as well as I do in Call of Duty in that game. So it was, like, it was kind of cool. I also played this game called Zera Survival, which I talked about with you a little bit earlier off the podcast, but for those of you listening, it's a survival game that just entered early access, and it is actually pretty cool. It's an interesting take on a survival game, and that's coming from someone that's played a ton of survival games, and there's obviously a lot of repetition kind of in that genre with it, but it's kind of cool because it's almost like a fast-paced survival game, so you spawn in, and you can easily find guns and weapons like that, but it's still survival. There's settlements where you can deposit. I believe you can deposit your loot, and it enters like a global stash. So if you join another server or something like that, you can pull from the global stash. I believe that's how it works. You can also easily group up with people, so you can kind of see like the entire player list for the server when you're playing. You can invite people to groups. You can see them on your HUD, things like that. The map shows where you are at all times. There's also AI enemies that are robots in there, and they are kind of cool. Like they're kind of like iRobot when the iRobot things are pissed off. So they're kind of like that, which is kind of cool. But the thing I really enjoyed about it was like, and this is going to sound weird, but when you die, you can, there's like three options it gives you. You can either spawn random, you can spawn at a settlement, which is one of the safe areas. So there's actually areas where you can't shoot and things like that. So there's like safe havens. And then, or you can wait 30 seconds and spawn nearby. So if you wait 30 seconds, spawn nearby, you can potentially go get your loot again.
Yeah.
You won't have any weapons.
And murder whoever killed you.
But the cool part about that, though, is that you have to wait 30 seconds. So like someone who kills you, they know, they're like, all right, I have 30 seconds like before this specific person will come back. And I know there's been like issues in other survival games where like, you know, you die or you kill somebody and you're like, oh my God, they're back immediately. Like they just get a random spawn that happens to be close. Yeah. Or like you die, you spawn randomly close to them and then they just kill you again. You're like, this isn't fun anymore.
Yeah.
You know, like you can't really like choose what you're doing. So that was kind of cool about that game, and I'll definitely play more of it. But it's got a really great UI system where like picking up stuff and everything like that. Like it just looks good. But yeah, it was kind of like, it was almost like a BR, but still like a survival game. It had like the spirit of a BR, but it was survival game. So that was kind of cool.
It sounds interesting.
Yeah. I played it a while ago, back when it was on like early alpha stages, and it wasn't really anything like that. Mm-hmm. It like just seemed like it was kind of like a survival game. And
I was like,
oh, okay. Like, I don't know what they're doing really different here. Plus, there's a leveling system. Forgot to mention that.
Yeah.
I don't really know what happens when you level up because I'm still level one. Like, it actually takes a bit to level up.
Okay.
But I don't know if like, you get more health or I don't know what it affects. I don't think you would get more health, but maybe you can, I don't know, find different weapons if you're different levels or something like that. Mm-hmm. It's really easy to loot, too. All the loot is highlighted when you get close to it. Plus, there's like a proximity menu thing. So that was kind of cool. I really enjoyed that. And what else? I've been playing Gears.
Yeah, I know. I saw that. I've honestly, before you even started playing Gears, I was kind of, I think we might have talked about it. And I was like, I kind of feel like playing that game again. Yeah. But my Xbox One's not hooked up.
Yep. Playing on PC, man.
I'm afraid that it's not even going to start if I try to turn it on. And I might download it.
Did you know Gears Ultimate Edition is on PC? But it doesn't have Play Anywhere. It's $20. And I don't know if it has crossplay. But
did you buy it on PC?
No. But I just found out today because I did play Ultimate Edition as well. Yeah, I also kind of felt the same way, just like watching Gears, getting all the Gears 5 hype, like on seeing it on Twitter and stuff. I'm just like,
do a marathon, campaigns.
Yeah, I'm just like, I really want to play Gears. And the thing that kind of bums me out, I was playing Gears 4 today, is they actually had a challenge that you could do in Gears 4 called the Gilded ROM Challenge. And you have to complete three different challenges in order to like achieve it. So what you do is you got to get 1,000,000 points between the dates of, well, I'll cover that last. You have to beat the game in hardcore or more on co-op.
Mm-hmm.
You have to do that. You have to reach re-up 10, so max out your level pretty much, you know, go through all that. I'm only like re-up 2 or whatever, so not even close. And then the last thing is earn 1,000,000 points. You get 1 point per point you get in Horde and 2 points per point you get in Versus. So you get double the points.
Okay.
But you have to get 1,000,000 points between the dates of like March, the middle of March to when E3 is on Sunday. So it's really easy to get the points part because you get like 20,000 points a game or something like that.
Okay.
Like,
so that's, but the re-up thing sounds
the reward for this though is you get Gilded ROM as a character in Gears 4. Plus, you get the Black Phantom weapon skins, which are like a dark kind of... the Phantom skins are like transparent, and they look really cool.
Yeah,
so you get those in Gears 4, and you get them in Gears 5 when it launches. So you get...
Oh, wow, that's cool.
And that's the only way, they said, to get ROM at launch for Gears 5. And plus you get those weapon skins too. So I was kind of like, I wish I knew about this sooner because I would have tried.
When did they say that they would come to Gears 5? Because this has been going on since March.
I think. Really? Yeah. I think
when How did that go over your head? Like,
I feel like
you're pretty boots to the ground.
I saw
with this
the
stuff.
Gilded ROM stuff, but I didn't realize it came to Gears 5. I just thought, because they do challenges like that all the time in Gears 4, so I just thought it was another one. And I was like, I don't really care about ROM.
I think if you knew in March, it's totally doable.
Oh yeah, I would 100% done it. That's for sure. I mean, because they always run like the 4x XP weekend and stuff like that. It would have been super easy. I even think there's an XP event going on right now for it. But the thing that bothered me about it was like, why is it ending when E3 starts?
It should end when Gears 5 comes
out.
Or end like
a month before Gears 5 comes out or something like that so they can collect all the data.
Unless Gears 5 comes out in like 2 weeks.
Oh, shit. Oh, confirmed. Mistakes were made podcast. I know you listed in the coalition. we just spoiled everything. So Kate dies. So I really had a great time playing Gears 4. Gears Ultimate Edition, you can only find matches in Team Deathmatch. So
nobody's playing anything else.
No, I couldn't find any other matches, and people in the chat were saying that you really only could play TDM. So it was fun playing it because it's Gears 1, but like I wanted to play other modes. So I just went back to Gears 4, played some other modes. And the great part about it is, like, you know, I used to stream Gears and stuff and had viewers. So, like, seeing those viewers come back when I was playing Gears and joining the game, too, just to play.
Yeah.
Like, it's really cool.
That's
like,
cool.
That doesn't really happen with, like, any other games that I play, you know, like.
Go back and play Mario Kart and see who comes.
Yeah, exactly. We'll get 300 viewers. That'd be insane.
You got to do the dances when you get first place.
I should.
When did you do the dances?
If I did it when I got first place, I would break my legs because I'm the best at Mario Kart. No, I did it like every 20 followers I got on Twitch.
Oh wow!
I would just dance, and then
I remember those videos should they might still be somewhere.
Oh, they're on YouTube. Yeah, you can find them, but don't search for them. So that was fun. Played some Gears. What else did I play? I haven't been really playing that much Sea of Thieves just because I've been like wanting to play other games.
Yeah, I feel you.
But still interested in doing some Sea of Thieves. What else? I feel like there's been other games I've been playing. Oh, I played some Titanfall 2.
Yeah.
I played some more of that, actually.
So that
was fun. You know, really great game there. Anything on the Switch I'm playing or other console games?
I've been like half dark for the past week.
Yeah,
so I
don't think I have been playing anything else. About that. So I'm really excited. I mean, we can get into the topics now for the day, though. Mm-hmm. So first topic here is the new Modern Warfare, right?
Yeah, I literally just watched the trailer like a minute ago.
Yeah, so it was like a cinematic kind of trailer, but it also
it said actual game footage. There were little glimpses of like first person like footage, but it wasn't like full combat.
Yeah,
or
where
anything.
You could like analyze
the if it brings back the campaigns of like Modern Warfare and Black Ops and all that, like that style, I said I wasn't gonna get another Call of Duty. But if the campaign is like an A1, AAA, like really good campaign, then I'm going to pull the trigger on it.
Yep.
So we got the last fucking Call of Duty, barely played it. My PC didn't really run it really
well.
Yeah,
that's what's interesting. So and maybe you get it for Xbox?
PS4.
PS4, man. You can use that controller for Call of Duty?
You're right. You're right. Maybe. We'll see. I'm not getting it day one.
I
can't keep doing this Call of Duty where I buy it, play it for like barely any, and stop it.
Yeah.
The trailer does look really
cool. Black Ops 4 was a lot of fun, though.
It's a lot of fun.
We just didn't get anyone else on board to play it.
It was just the three of us.
Yeah.
And Blackout ran like shit for me for whatever reason.
Yeah, I don't know
and
why.
And Zombies didn't run that well either.
Yeah, I don't know why. Like it ran great for me. I love playing that.
I don't know if my PC is outdated. Like, I have a 1080.
Yeah, my card's worse than yours.
Like, I don't know.
Work.
Maybe it's my processor or the games. I don't know.
Probably the games.
I don't know.
Yeah, but I agree with the Call of Duty thing. Like, I don't think I'm not going to get it at launch. They're not going to have a zombies mode.
I say if the campaign's really good because then it justifies me buying it and playing it by myself.
Yeah.
But, like, the last Call of Duty, you need people to play with you to like have fun with it. And I thought that was a game that our whole like major friend group was gonna buy.
Yep.
And then they didn't.
You see, I think the thing with our friend group is that they're not gonna spend $60 on a game like that. Like when they're not gonna spend $60 to play a BR when they can play Apex Legends or Fortnite for free.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Like, or fucking like H1 or
PUBG
something.
That we PUBG already have. Yeah. So like it's a tough sell with a game like Call of Duty. Now, I have been thinking, because I saw some clips on Twitter the other day for whatever reason, like, you know, they have the Modern Warfare Remastered on PC.
Can you just get it by itself?
Yep. Apparently. Oh, okay. From what I saw on Twitter,
is it
I
multiplayer?
Think you can. They have multiplayer, yeah.
Okay.
What do you mean, like regular multiplayer? Yeah. So I was like, maybe I'll get that because like the clips look so much fun. I was watching on Twitter, and basically the people on Twitter were like, "Why have I waited so long to purchase?"
I mean,
this
when we were heavily into Call of Duty, right? It was World at War. It was like a string of four games: World at War, Modern Warfare, Black Ops, Modern Warfare 2, right? Those were like the main ones. And Black Ops 2, yes. And then after that, I think it started to... Black Ops 2... What came after Black Ops 2?
Modern Warfare 3?
Yeah, and then Ghost?
Ghost and then Advanced Warfare?
I remember Ghost was the first one on the Xbox One generation, right? And then after that, for me, it kind of went down.
Yeah. K-More in the chat here says they just have Spec Ops in the new COD. So Spec Ops was that like alternate mode in Call of Duty for the Infinity Ward ones.
But then they have normal multiplayer probably,
normal
right?
multiplayer, and then they have Spec Ops, which is kind of like a hybrid of almost like campaign.
But like back then, I liked playing the Call of Duty campaigns.
Yeah.
Like Black Ops, Modern Warfare's, I liked those campaigns. So
yeah,
I know, you never played them. But so, and I'm noticing this about myself as a gamer. I'm turning into like a single player story guy. Or a game that I can jump in and jump out really quickly. Yep. I don't need to spend a lot of time in. Because I just don't have the time anymore. So, if it has a great story, I'll be inclined to get it. Because it'll be worth my money in case we don't play it a lot. Like the last Call of Duty.
You can play it
at your
own
Call
pace,
of Duty that I've gotten.
Yeah, it's not dependent on something else.
Exactly.
Like, you know,
so,
other people.
So, that's why I'll probably get it if it's like that. I hope it is. That'd be cool.
Yeah. Or, like, for example, what you're saying, like, pick up and play. Like, I got that vibe completely when we played Rocket Arena. That it's, like, one of those games you can just kind of pick up and play. Like, I don't know if it's going to be a free-to-play game or something like that. But, like, I actually enjoyed that game quite a bit because it was, like, had, like, a Rocket League pacing kind of feel to it. And then...
It was quick.
Like, an Overwatch kind
of
feel to
it. It's like you could play
it.
A couple matches and then be done. It's like, all right, I jumped in, played a couple and left.
Yeah. And plus, that's another thing is that... The Call of Duty has no season pass and crossplay with console.
Yeah,
so
that's
a huge deal.
Like,
for Call of
Duty.
We
can get it on Xbox and still play with our friends who are a couple of them are PC only.
Yeah, but the huge thing with Call of Duty is like Black Ops 4 has been and other Call of Duty games, they struggle a ton on PC with population size, and like even Black Ops 4, like there's from what I've seen, there's been people that can't find blackout matches. Because there's not enough people playing. And it's always like that for Call of Duty on PC.
Yeah.
Because I guess people tend to either... They'll get it on console because it was a console game to begin with. Or they'll just do like modded private lobbies.
Yeah.
So having cross-play for the new Modern Warfare means that those communities and populations on PC are kind of going to thrive as long as the console one thrives. That's awesome.
That was a problem. Like, I remember when we first said, at least to our friend group, like, hey, we're going to get on PC, and they're like, no, why? Like, it's filled with hackers anyway, so don't bother. So hopefully, like, things...
Still enjoy playing on PC. I know you had, like, issues.
It was good. No, I had fun, but I had issues. Like, it just wouldn't...
Yeah.
I don't know. I honestly have no idea what's up with my computer.
Yeah.
Because it'll run, like, Apex perfect.
Yep.
And then another game it won't run well. So, I don't know. Like, the Division ran like shit. And that's one of the reasons why I stopped playing it. I might try and get back. Maybe if I upgrade my processor.
Yeah. But I have trouble streaming the Division. So, I don't know. Games are graphics heavy now, you know? But anyway.
Yeah. I don't know.
What we can get into next is a huge topic. It's about my P No. So it's what we want to see from E3. So E3 starts in about a week. We have the EA conference starting on Saturday, which where everyone's excited to see the Star Wars game. Everything else is like, eh. The Microsoft conference is on Sunday at 4 p.m. Eastern time. And then the Bethesda conference is also on Sunday at Sunday night. And then there's Ubisoft, the PC Gaming Expo. There is Square Enix has one. Devolver Bethesda? Digital has one. Yeah, Bethesda Sunday night. So there's a lot coming up. But so what do you want to see mostly from E3? Out of all the conferences, like, top,
I'm honestly,
I don't know,
top I'm interested to see, like, we are, we, I'm not going to say Gears because we already know it's going to be there. Like, yep. But I'm excited to see what Microsoft does aside from that with all these, like, studios they bought and all that stuff. And
they
to
have
see,
14,
new IP or whatever.
Like, of their own company games going to be there or whatever.
Yeah, that's what I'm excited
to
see.
Yeah, they have 14 of them, which is the most they've ever had, they said, at E3. So we'll see. You know, some of them will be indie games, but some of them might be more.
That's what I want to see. If they have any big hitters that come out besides Halo or Gears. I'm excited. So let's see if Halo is this year, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. I want to see a lot more about Halo Infinite because
so
it
do
seems
I,
interesting. Yeah.
What was so Halo 5 was the last one?
Yep. Halo 5 Guardians.
It was okay. I didn't beat the story. They notoriously had that E3 teaser with Master Chief walking out in like the poncho or the hood or whatever that wasn't in the game like at all, like had nothing to do with it. So we'll see. If it's even like Master Chief, like
Master Chief Collection coming to PC. Remember?
Yeah. I'm also excited for that.
Yeah.
But mostly what I want to see is what Microsoft's doing. Will they say anything about the next generation? They could get a leg up on Sony here. You know, they're
I don't
not
know.
There.
You know what I want to see? Keep going, actually. Go ahead.
And besides that, I'm curious to see what Nintendo's going to do. We already know Animal Crossing, probably. Pokemon we'll get a date for. And probably Luigi's Mansion 3. I hope so those
well.
Three, I think those three could carry them for the rest of the year if they space them out. But then everything else they have, I just indie games on Switch I'm super into. Yeah. I don't know if they'd show a lot of indies at E3.
Yeah.
But the Kind of Funny we'll Game see. Showcase is also going on around then, so maybe you get some there.
Maybe. Mario Maker Esports event as well.
Yeah, yeah. That's I'll probably get Mario Maker just because I think...
Now, you are aware Mario Maker 2 doesn't have online co-op.
Yeah, but I don't play a ton of co-op on my Switch anyway.
You don't
want to
play with me? All right, that's fine.
No. Yeah, I'll just come over.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
play.
Yeah. That's what I was saying when the news came out. Like, it's a bummer that is the case, like, but it's also like I'm fine playing it locally too.
Not like on the Switch we're playing online anyway. We haven't once
often.
Played an online game on the Switch together. We've played like locally co-op, like Smash.
But
I've
played
stuff.
Online with other people. Personally.
I have.
Yeah, that's one thing for sure. But I also think that, the huge issue with the online there is, like, sure, you can play online with people, but you can't talk to them. You got to use the freaking app on your phone or whatever, or Discord.
Yeah, bunch of hoops.
So, but it is a bummer that it doesn't have online co-op, just because, like, that seems like something that, like, it just should have. Like, why doesn't it have that?
Nintendo's going to do what they want to do, and they don't give a shit about anything else.
But it's just something that should happen. Now... Are you looking for another Assassin's Creed title to be announced or something like that?
I thought they already said they're not.
Oh, are they not doing that?
I thought I heard.
Well, I know they like to take like a year off or whatever, but I didn't know if they would at least say.
I'd like to see a Prince of Persia, to be honest with you.
Yeah? Yeah, Prince of Persia. Huh?
You know, that I think that they could do something with that title. We'll see. I don't know. Ubisoft... Division stuff they're going to talk about. Maybe some Assassin's Creed DLC. I didn't play Odyssey. Wait, Odyssey? Origins?
Yep, Odyssey.
I didn't play Odyssey. I didn't beat Origins. Like, Assassin's Creed is a IP that kind of fizzled out for me. I was really into it when it first came out.
Yeah.
I
think I just got burned too many times.
I beat all of them until 3.
When they came to America?
Yeah, so I didn't beat Assassin's Creed 1 right away, but then I went back and beat it when 2 was announced, and then I beat all the ones with Ezio, didn't beat 3, beat back Black Flag. Black Flag is the last one I really liked. Then all the other ones I either didn't play or played a little bit and didn't finish.
I just think, like, with Assassin's Creed for me, it got to the point, almost like Call of Duty, where I buy it and then I play it for a little bit and then I just stop playing it. And it's like,
yeah, it just got really repetitive. The story wasn't...
Didn't grab you.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say that, actually. Yeah. For me, story games need to grab me.
Yeah, grab you good.
They did, and well, 1 did not really, but I powered through 1 because...
It's the original.
Because 2, the Ezio, the trilogy was good. It was really good. 3 was shit. Like, I didn't like 3. And then Black Flag, I liked a lot.
Yeah, and apparently Odyssey is like one of the best ones too.
I know, and maybe I'll get around to it. Origin isn't bad. What I played of it isn't bad, but I don't want to beat a dead horse. I've talked about it multiple times on this podcast.
You hate Egyptians.
No, I don't like having to grind, and that's the type of game it is. Just me as a gamer, like, I don't want to have to go kill a bunch of fucking caribou or whatever to level up enough to do this mission. Like, just let me do the fucking mission.
Yeah, I feel you. So for E3, let's see. What am I looking forward to here? Gears 7.
Oh, Leisure Suit Larry.
No, obviously, like Gears 5. Let's see, like Halo, Call of Duty, all that shit, you know. Yeah, for Microsoft.
Scalebound.
Yeah, for Microsoft, I do want to see, obviously, like some new IPs that look interesting. The real thing Microsoft needs, and I'm sure they have great studios under their belt now, is they need a Naughty Dog. They need a studio that's just going to make a great story game, right?
Yeah.
So that's what they need. They just need a great story game. You know, like, don't focus on multiplayer like games trying to, like,
they
capitalize
need, like, a
God
of War
Royale,
or a
great adventure story game, like a third-person story game that's just great, looks great, things like that. Like, that's the recipe right there. Great storytelling, you know, things like that. I want to see in the chat they mentioned Fable. Fable's been pretty absent, and that used to be, like, a pretty big staple of Microsoft.
Yeah.
So, like, seeing that come back in some sort of way would be great.
Who made Fable?
I don't know if someone in the chat knows who made Fable. I'm not sure. The big thing I want to see also from Microsoft is I want to see that Nintendo partnership.
That's
flourish,
what I was going to say.
Flourish a bit more, right? So
I
want to
see.
Tell me what's coming.
Tell me Banjos and Smash.
Tell me
Cupheads and Smash.
Give
Come on.
Give it to us. Give it to us. Yeah.
Cuphead is in Smash.
Yeah.
I will be so happy.
Let me play Gears 5 on Switch.
I don't think it's gonna happen.
Yeah, it's not gonna happen. Lionhead, yes, Lionhead makes Fable. Lionhead Studios, yeah, I remember them. I think that that's what I want to see from Microsoft. Bethesda, probably want to see Fallout 77. I don't know from Bethesda. I just
gotta fix fucking Wolfenstein.
Yeah, there's that co-op Wolfenstein. I think it's coming out soon. In July, maybe?
Wolfenstein's August? So good. It's honestly one of my more favorite, like,
yes,
things. And I think they're going to make a 3, right? Did they say they were going to make a 3?
Make it 3?
Make a third Wolfenstein?
Well, I mean, there's a new one coming out.
Oh,
well,
yeah,
it's
that's
the co-op one.
But that's not,
but it's not called,
like, you don't
Wolfenstein
play as
3.
BJ.
Yeah, I don't know. Wolfenstein was one of those games that really, like, surprised me. Like, we got the New Order, right?
We just got it because it was a new Xbox.
And there's really nothing
like
else to play. So we played it, and
Wolfenstein
it was like, this is
2,
awesome.
Dude. Wolfenstein 2 blew. Like,
yeah,
the
that
story
was, awesome.
Was like, I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I just like the hypothetical of if the Nazis won and to see how things would have worked out, and then you just become this badass dude.
Badass
killing Nazis. Freaka.
Yeah. I want to see that. Ubisoft, I wanted to see Skull and Bones, but they're not going to be there.
Nope.
I don't know, Ubisoft. I don't know. I want to see some new cool games. Devolver always has like cool, interesting games that come out or that are announced. I would love to see a new Microsoft logo. I'm just kidding. No, I'm really interested to see like what Microsoft does from a service standpoint, like with Project xCloud, Game Pass.
Oh yeah.
You know, if they're bringing it to other consoles,
if they say like something along the line of what people think they might like, how their it's gonna be, their stuff is gonna be go all Game Pass, like become a service, like streaming, all that.
Yep.
And like the Xbox One X, it's already the most powerful console, so like that's gonna be the standard. And yeah, you know, we're just gonna do, I'll go out and buy a One X then.
Yeah.
But we'll see what they do.
Yeah, Sunset Overdrive 2 as well, as the chat said. That would be awesome. Yeah, I would. I want that so bad.
Yeah, but they
Insomniac made Spider-Man. I don't think they've had enough time. Maybe the next E3, but who knows? Maybe they'll at least like tease it or something. That would be great. You're right there? Your arm hurt a little bit?
No, I thought I heard something. It was your feet, though.
Oh.
Yeah, that. Watch I out. Thought it was the door again.
Yeah, so I want to see that stuff. But
nope. I was going to say Last of Us 2, but no.
Last of Us 2. Rip Sony conferences, right? Sony
that sucks.
Dissolved as a company.
Honestly, I'm happy that they're not there for Microsoft, that yeah. they get some time to like shine.
It makes it
show.
Very exciting to watching the Microsoft one, even more than usual.
Exactly, yeah. but at the same time, like Sony has so much stuff. And they had so many bangers that came out. That's yep. like, all right,
Horizon Zero Dawn 2.
That's going to be a PS5 launch. Like, not maybe not launch, yeah. It's going to be on PS5. Same thing with the sequel to God of War. Yeah. I've been meaning to watch, and this is a little off topic, but the Raising Kratos documentary.
Same here.
About this? I want to watch it, but
apparently
it's like,
a tearjerker.
Yeah,
right?
I know. Yeah. Did you watch the video that Corey Barlog put out when he first looks at the Metacritic scores
no.
for God of War?
No, does he start crying?
Yeah. Okay. Like he starts crying. Cause what up, apparently baby? It was like grueling, like the dev process for that game.
Oh,
but anyway,
imagine.
That's just a tangent. But yeah, like Last of Us 2, like we're going to talk about it. Death Stranding. I haven't watched any of the new stuff about Death Stranding yet because yeah. I've been away and then with like family and friends since I've been back. So
yeah. Well, I think, yeah, Death Stranding is one of those games that's like you want to see more of because you want to figure out what the hell's going on. But
yeah,
they have a release date
thing.
Now, though.
What's the date?
September or November, maybe?
Are you just guessing? Or
no,
is
it's later this year
okay.
That's coming out, I believe.
And it's holiday. It's probably
yeah.
holiday.
But this was like the first trailer that we got. It's like, I forget how long it is, 8 minutes long or maybe? Where like
yeah,
you
I
see
saw the YouTube video. I just
gameplay.
Didn't watch it, yeah.
Yeah. And you kind of get an idea of the mechanics and stuff. Honestly, it seems one of those games that's just like, and I guess we'll talk about this a little bit now because it blended
it's just,
in.
Yeah, let's just.
But it's kind of one of those games that it looks interesting just because it's weird.
And it has Kojima, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yep, Kojima.
It. Yeah,
yep.
yeah. And he's got the track record of like a fucking video game god,
yeah.
so.
It's just like.
I didn't play the Metal Gears, so
yeah,
I don't
yeah.
know.
But to me, it's one of those games that could either be amazing or be so stupid that like it's just a complete waste of time because
yeah.
of how weird it is. Like that's what happens with weird games like that. Like it
we'll
either
see.
Is
I mean, it
home
looks
run or not.
Beautiful, right? Like it looks legit.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
it looks cool. It looks great. You know, Norman Reedus is in it.
Yeah.
And like you know, the acting and the writing seems kind of cool. Yeah, and it just kind of seemed, yeah, a little, maybe it could be a little overhyped. Like,
it
just because
be.
It's Kojima.
And because it's
and
like
they
he's
barely
teasing
shown
us.
Little,
yeah, he's teasing
little bits of
with
it, right?
Yeah.
It almost has like a No Man's Sky feel, but imagine No Man's Sky was
good,
developed
bad.
By some super well known developer. Imagine Cliffy B
yeah.
did No Man's Sky, and there were kind of bits, and then it came out, and people were like, well, fuck that shit, you know? Like,
yeah,
it's terrible.
Yeah.
But yeah, what if it is amazingly stupid? Who knows? Like,
I don't know. Yeah,
it
like,
could be
it
amazingly
could be,
stupid.
It could
I
be.
Know.
I'm still interested. And so, like, Sony is they. Hopefully, Microsoft does it right. They bring
yep.
out these new IP that look great, like Ghost of Tsushima.
Yep.
That game is it's a sucker punch game.
Yeah,
right?
I don't know if that's Microsoft exclusive.
It's
though.
Not. That's
yeah.
that's Sony.
Yeah.
But like they bring out these new IP, and it's like, oh, that game looks sick. That game's like all this new stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping Microsoft does that.
Yeah.
With something like Scalebound was their Microsoft exclusive. I was excited for that game.
Yeah.
That game looked cool.
Yeah.
No, it did. Canceled. Like, I don't know. I don't know if Microsoft was so high off the Xbox 360 success.
They didn't put enough.
They just didn't
time in.
Like literally, they have Halo, Gears, and Forza, and that's like it.
Yeah.
Like we say it every time this topic comes up. Like just
Halo, Gears, Forza, and it's getting to the point where like, you know, like only the true fans of those games are the ones that are gonna buy it.
You're at Gears 5.
Yeah.
And there's six games in the counting Judgment. There's six games already. It's like, I'm a super big Gears fan, but Gears doesn't get me excited as it did.
Yeah.
Like I'm not as excited for Gears 5 as I was for Gears 3.
You son of a bitch. Or 2. Oh, yeah, you know? Of course.
Like, well, 4 was good.
Yeah.
But it's not like I'm not jumping out of my shoes to get this game. Like, I'm not thinking about it all the time. With Gears 3, between Gears 2 and 3, I would daydream about Gears of War 3. Like, I daydream about Gears of War.
Yeah.
And now it's like not there because they're just over and over. They're not bad games.
Yeah.
It's just we've gotten so much.
The thing is, too, is like one of the reasons it was so impressive with God of War is because this latest God of War was nothing like the first three.
Oh, yeah. They took an old character that nobody really wanted any more of him.
Right. Exactly.
And made him into one of the best games ever.
But what Microsoft keeps doing is making Forza. Well, it's kind of hard with Forza, I guess, because it's raising it. But making Halo and Gears, you know, they're using like the same base formula and then just like doing cool stuff on top of it, which is fine, you know, because I don't want Gears to stray too far. But could you imagine? No,
they tried to change that enough with Judgment. It was like, meh.
But could you imagine a game like God of War where you play as Marcus Fenix and you're like, I don't know, like it's a different style game, right?
Yeah.
It's not a third-person shooter. It's a third-person adventure game or something like that.
Right, right.
Like, it could be terrible, but it also maybe, like, maybe it's worth risking that. I mean, granted, Sony's had a lot.
Sony had a lot more
games behind it, so they could take that chance. Yeah, they could take the risk. Yeah.
Like, Microsoft right now, they can't do that. They have three, maybe, you know? Like, I don't know. It's just, and I think they'll have more this year because of what they're doing.
Yeah.
I think they know they need to do that for the next generation, whatever that is. But
yeah, I mean, we'll see, you know.
Yeah, you know, I've been an Xbox fanboy since the 360, you know.
Fanboy,
I liked it. The game's better than PlayStation, but this past generation, it's like, my Xbox hasn't been plugged in for months.
Yeah, but it's almost like a good thing, right? Because imagine Xbox One was fantastic, like, you wouldn't give PlayStation the time of day, right? Because you were already like an Xbox fanboy, right?
Not necessarily, because I bought a PS3 and played The Last of Us and all that.
You didn't buy it at launch. You bought it because of The Last of Us, right?
No, we actually bought PS3s just to buy them. I think both of us at the time were thinking about getting into some sort of game development, and we're like, we need to gab all the consoles if we need to do it. And so we bought PS3s.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah. So, but it kind of like gives you like the appreciation for like other consoles, and it like gets to a point where like, all right, we're just a fan of good games, you know?
Pretty much. Like, yeah. I mean, the
Switch,
last,
whatever, you know,
the last
I don't care
two
what I'm
generations
playing
I've had all three of them. Yeah. I had a Wii U, Xbox 360, PS3. I have PS4, One, and Switch. Just because, just like you said, we're just a fan of games.
I don't care what console it's on. I don't care if it's on the freaking Ouya, which I don't think they're shutting it down. Yeah, but honestly, I wouldn't care. Like, it's all about
it's on
the games,
Game
man.
Boy Advance. Yeah, Game Gear.
And like, I appreciate what Microsoft like was trying to do with the beginning of it. You know, like, obviously, like, we're heading there now. Microsoft was kind of like ahead of the curve there, and people weren't ready for like that kind of like always online sort of service and like streaming games and things like that and digital kind of like trades or whatever. But we're kind of headed in that direction. So they were kind of ahead of the curve, but it got them so far behind Sony that they forgot about the games.
It was all about the games. The shoe was on the other foot. Like it was the last generation. Microsoft had all the games and Sony didn't. And now what they had, Last of Us and like
Horizon Zero Dawn, Spider-Man.
Last generation.
Oh,
they had like Infamous.
Infamous. They had freaking Little Big Planet.
Yeah, those, Killzone. Like, those games are good. Like, I'm not saying they're bad, but Microsoft just. They had Halo 3. They had all three Gears of War games, four Gears of War games on Xbox 360.
They had like, Fable. They had Forza. Yeah,
all
they
that
had,
stuff.
You know, they had juggernauts. And now,
yeah, and then it switched.
Yep, and it's because not like Microsoft's trying to do all that digital stuff to begin with. You know, honestly, I think Microsoft's doing a fine job now. You know, like I'm excited for their E3 conference. I think the gaming industry as a whole is in a really good spot right now as far as like the games. And the services, obviously it can get better. But I think Microsoft, when they first kind of talked about all the digital stuff, was like they forgot about the games, and people aren't going to be interested in that part of it unless the games are good. Like, who's going to want to stream a game that sucks?
Exactly.
You know, like I would love to stream The Last of Us to my phone and play at work.
Yeah.
I would not love to play. You know, I don't know what's a terrible game. a terrible game. To my phone. Like, why would I want to do that, right?
So, you don't want to play a terrible game anywhere.
Yeah,
you
know? So, and I appreciate that Microsoft's kind of, like, headed towards, like, or they're integrated with PC now, and this kind of brings us to the next topic here, that Xbox Game Pass is coming to PC. And it's not only coming to PC as Windows 10, but it's coming to Steam. And this is kind of like...
Fuck you, Epic.
Yeah, exactly. So this is kind of like the... Microsoft is just, like, trying to get in those good graces of the gamers. Like, people love Game Pass, right? Like, it's such an awesome service. You see other companies trying to copy that, you know, EA Access and things like that. But it's just, you know, Microsoft comes out when they don't have to. No one has saw this coming. And they're like, hey, by the way, Gears 5 is going to be on Steam and our other Microsoft exclusives are going to be on Steam because we want to bring in the PC, but we want to let you choose where to buy them. And it's like, whoa. Like,
except Epic. You can't buy it at Epic.
Yeah, you can't buy it on the Epic. But everyone has Steam. Everyone loves Steam. It's like Epic created this culture where people are appreciating Steam so much more. And Microsoft's like, hey, let's slip our game straight in there. And, you know,
you can buy them on the Microsoft.
Who cares about us getting a split?
Like, that'll be that's actually big. Like
they're going to have crossplay as well.
Yeah, that's pretty big.
The only thing I'm curious about...
You get a lot of people playing Gears on Steam.
Oh, yeah.
A lot.
The only thing I'm curious about, though, is like, you know how they have the Play Anywhere, right? Yeah. So it's like, will that count for Steam games, too? So if I buy it on Xbox, will I get it for Steam?
Can I choose
a Windows 10 or a Steam key or something?
Yeah,
Or do I get both or something like that? I'm not really sure.
Yeah, no, that'd be dope. If we bought an Xbox and still got on Steam, that'd be pretty sick.
I mean, honestly, at this point, I wouldn't be surprised if Microsoft's able to do that, and that's what they talk about at E3.
I don't know. That's pretty cool because I think even some of the kids we play games with might consider getting Gears because it's on Steam.
Yeah,
I think Windows 10 is kind of, even the Xbox app, it's not the best.
Yeah, like, it's not the best.
It has its
sure,
issues.
Yeah.
And I know some people have literally not played games because you have to get them on Windows 10. Because we have a couple buddies who are just like PC only, like that's all they play games. And a game will come out and we're like, yo, it's on Xbox, but you can get it on Windows. Like, come on. And they're like, no, I don't want to do that. Like, Windows 10 sucks. Like, it's blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
But I can think of one kid off the top of my head that will get it because it's on Steam.
Yep, that's for sure. And, like, that's kind of, like I said, like, the culture that – not really the culture. Like, it's always been there. But kind of, like, the rejuvenation of the culture.
Rejuvenation.
That Epic kind of brought up when they started taking exclusives and stuff. Is that people were like, oh, yeah, we love Steam. Like, what are you doing, Epic? You know, like, that's always been there. Like, people always love Steam. Because, you know, they've been around forever. Obviously, I don't think people really liked it when it first came out, but I wasn't really around then. But from what I've heard.
Steam?
Like, I think there was, like, issues with that. But nowadays, it's like Steam is where you go for PC games, right?
Pretty much.
So, like, for Microsoft to, like...
Be like, yeah, we're putting our stuff on Steam.
Put our Game Pass games?
I mean, does that mean games like Gears, they're not first party anymore? They're like,
I don't know. Like, I wouldn't
they're PC and Microsoft.
I wouldn't even consider not first party exclusive. You mean Xbox exclusive?
Yeah,
I mean,
like, are they exclusive anymore?
I wouldn't even consider Gears 4 exclusive because you can get it on PC.
Yeah, but that's like Microsoft's thing. Like, it's Microsoft's on store, Steam but you though. Can get it on PC though. So it's like we can get this on Steam and Xbox now. Like, is that?
So yeah, as they say in the chat, they call like the games console exclusives or exclusives. I think so. Exclusives okay, so are the ones that are on PC too. Console exclusives are the ones that are only on console.
Because it's like
so it's like they're still exclusive. But not
to me, this can be like they're going to sell a lot of games, right? But at this point in the Xbox cycle, you're not expecting to sell gangbuster numbers on console sales, right?
Right.
But will this hurt them moving forward?
Yeah.
Unless they're going towards a cloud streaming Xbox One X type thing, you know, like if everything's on Steam. Why would I go buy the next Xbox? Like the next console. Like if I have a beefy PC, like mine's not bad, even though I complain about it. Generally we have good computers. Why would I go spend the money if I have this machine already that will run it just as much? I feel like that could hurt their console market for the next one. But a lot of the rumors are saying like they're doing a cloud thing, streaming, all that stuff. So,
yeah.
Like, Microsoft could turn to a service, you know? Like,
right. So, I think that's kind of what they're trying to focus on more, which is weird. Because you always think of Xbox. Like, Xbox is turning into a brand rather than a product.
Google's trying to do that stuff.
Yeah. But Xbox, like, they're turning into a brand rather than a product, right? So, they're trying to capitalize on the sort of the service part of it, right? Because they've seen that as the future since the Xbox One was announced, right? Mm-hmm. But now they're finally in a point where people are more willing to accept it. You see, like you said, like companies like Google trying to get into that business. Yeah, PlayStation also has the PlayStation Now, you know, they're trying to get into it. And even some Switch games in Japan will stream to your device.
I think they had Assassin's Creed. One of them. Three, maybe?
One of them.
One of them?
Yeah. Something like that. But it just... It's... Wait, for Switch they had that?
Yeah, in Japan, I think they streamed one of the Assassin's Creed to the Switch.
Oh, okay.
But it was Japan, like, only, like...
Japan only.
Yeah.
But yeah, Microsoft is trying to capitalize on the service part of it, so... I don't think they care. Like, I don't think they're like, as long as you're playing our games, they're making some sort of money off of it.
I think they don't. I mean, they're a huge company. They're making money elsewhere too.
And they also realize that
they pretty much almost monopoly own the OS for PCs. Like,
yeah.
Who fucking uses Linux or Unix? Right. Like nobody.
But they're like, they are. Unless
you buy a Mac.
If they're the first really to get this service stuff done right, then it's not going to matter if people buy Xboxes anymore because like people are going to buy Xbox games if they're good. Like you said, there's going to be a shitload of people that buy Gears 5 on Steam most likely because it's on Steam and they'll see it on the Steam homepage like, Gears 5, like that's on here. And like, so just the fact that like people would be more interested in that makes it... you know, the ball's in Microsoft's court, basically. And then plus, if at E3 they announce a bunch of new IPs
that are all coming
to Steam, then it's just like, holy shit, like Microsoft's really, really chugging along here with this stuff, this service.
And you get
stuff,
all
you know?
Your Steam games on your Xbox One, and it's like a Steam box, and it's just a fucking partner. They're partnered with Steam, they're partnered with fucking Nintendo, like
at this
everything.
Point, I would not be surprised, man. I would not be surprised. Like
pulling out all the stops.
This is so consumer friendly. It's ridiculous. Like
I think because they see how Sony is like being
anti-consumer.
Yeah. So
not really,
like,
but
not
you know,
no, but not.
They're not. They know how far ahead they are, so they're not willing.
They don't
to play
need
ball.
To do any of that
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
But Microsoft's like, okay, like we'll do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Care.
Yeah. So, but I think Sony is starting to like kind of come around on that. For example, like Modern Warfare, it's going to work with PS4 crossplay.
I mean, with PC though, like Rocket League already did that.
Yeah, but it's also going to work with Xbox. It says
you said just console to PC. Is that console to console?
Oh, it just says PC console crossplay. So,
then PS4 would play only with PC,
well, I don't know.
And then Xbox only with PC.
I don't know. All right.
I mean, that's what
Trust
I assumed.
Me.
When
Sony contacted
when told
me.
That.
This is sponsored by Sony, and they said,
"Oh yeah,
no." But yeah, we don't know. But I feel like Sony's starting to come around, and I feel like their eyes are going to be glued on Microsoft's conference.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Seeing what are they going to do?
Why? Like, and how you had an eight minute Death Stranding trailer that you just released, right? Like, and didn't they come? I just don't get why they're not at E3. They could have scrapped some stuff together if you have that much.
I think it comes down to them having their own conference. They're probably going to have a conference at the end of summer. It's getting to that point. Microsoft is kind of detached a little bit from E3. They're in their own theater and stuff like that.
Well, Nintendo's been detached from E3. Years.
Yeah, exactly.
And Nintendo's done that for a while now.
So I feel like Sony feels like, because their first party games are so strong, they can have their own conference. Like, and people are going to tune in, you know, like people want to see what they're doing.
They should
all
watch the Kind of Funny Games Showcase.
Yes, the Kind of Funny Games Showcase. Check it out. And yeah, like the K-More says in the chat, Dauntless is cross-play between all consoles and everything.
Yeah.
And like, so making Call of Duty.
Well, I did know that. I didn't think of that, though.
Making Call of Duty that way, maybe Dauntless was kind of like the first. I mean, there's other cross-play games, but like the first one to launch with it. Maybe Sony's like seeing the numbers on Dauntless, even though it's free to play.
Like, I don't see what the problem is. Realizing that they're for making like all third-party games cross-platform. It's like, I don't know about you or anybody else, Destiny. But just me. Like, I'm buying like the consoles for first party. Like, I bought an Xbox One because I really loved Gears of War.
Yeah.
Like, and I later bought a PS4 because of the games. Like
that's changing. You can play them on Steam.
I know. FPC. So like, so what? I'm gonna play all Xbox games on PC. I'm just gonna buy PlayStations then.
It's crazy.
Like, if that's the case, I'll just buy a PS5.
There you go. Yeah. I'm just saying, it's crazy.
Yeah, we'll see.
It's like the weirdest time to be like an Xbox fan. Because you're like, all right, this is all great, but I don't need to buy an Xbox for this, you know? So it's like, yeah, I don't know. They're focused on the games and the service part. It's kind of nuts. Well, it's not nuts. It's awesome, but it's just I don't know. It's cool. I'm happy.
It's exciting. Yeah. It is exciting to see a change in the ecosystem.
Yeah.
You know?
And by the way, for the Xbox conference, we may stream it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I've been looking into like trying to stream it. I don't know if we'll stream it as a podcast, but because we'll have some other people over, but just like
we could do it on the podcast and then like
we could, yeah.
Unless you want to do it on your
No, we could.
Or
yeah,
just co-stream
it. Because we'll have Tommy Johns here.
And Danny D-Train maybe?
I don't think Danny D-Train's going to be available. Yeah. He told me. I don't think he's going to be in the state.
He's too busy eating.
But we have Green Jester G.
Yeah.
Perhaps. I believe he's coming. I don't know. But I got to send a reminder text. But anyway, but also we were talking about streaming the EA thing. What were we talking about?
I mentioned Saturday because I think I'm going to be free. I don't know what might pop up. If I'm free, we could maybe do a live pod or something for Mistakes on it.
I'd be fine with that. You know?
I don't know what my weekend looks
like. It's confirmed.
Yet,
we'll see you Saturday.
We'll see. We'll see. Okay.
But yeah, because I had that Gears 4 reaction that I won. I have a signed copy of Gears Ultimate Edition.
That's cool. Signed copy. That's cool. I gave away my physical copy of Gears 4 to my uncle.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Nice. But I have the JD statue somewhere in a box.
Good. Yeah, I remember my reaction. I was like,
yeah. He's like, oh my God, fucking Gears 4. Yeah. We already knew it was coming, but oh my God.
Yeah, but it was exciting, man. And plus, when I first saw the character, I was like, is it Baird? Looks like Baird. I think it's Baird. I said that like three times.
The best was when I was at your house, your parents' house.
Why was that deleted? All right, go ahead.
I don't know. You can apologize.
Oh, it's Nightbot. All right, go ahead.
We were at your house when Gears 2 was announced, like that first trailer with like the red,
and the chainsaw battle.
We freaked the fuck out.
Oh man, I remember I was talking about this on stream the other day. I think they were showing campaign for Gears 2, and I remember the first time they showed the meat shield.
Yeah,
and I was like, "This is the coolest thing ever! Like this is how Gears does things." And I was talking about like in Gears 5, like I cannot wait to see the multiplayer just to see like what new things are they gonna come come up with. Like in Gears 4, they had the yank and shank where you pull people over cover and you can sword
them.
Or you can kick them and you can sword them. And that's awesome. Like that's so Gears where it's just like raw combat kind of thing. Yeah. So it's like, what are they going to do in Gears 5? Like that's awesome like that. I don't know, but I'm excited to see it. But I thought about that chainsaw battle and the meat shield thing because I was just like, that is so Gears.
I remember the chainsaw battle. So we were like, what the fuck? Like, like when did Gears 1 came out in 06, so Gears 2 came out 2 years later in 8 or 9?
Gears 2?
Yeah.
Came out in 2008, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah. But...
but anyway, we talked a lot about Gears, so...
we did, yeah.
It's exciting stuff.
So we're coming up on an hour here. The last thing we want to talk about was the Cuphead Tesla
news. It's just cool. It's just a cool thing.
Yeah, so
I don't think it's crazy, like...
yeah, if you guys don't know, like, Elon Musk came out and said... I don't think it's out yet, but you can... in an upcoming update, you'll be able to play, like, the first world of Cuphead in your Tesla, assuming that it's parked.
Is it the first world or just the first, like, boss?
When you say it says the first world.
So it's, like, all the bosses in the first world?
I think so, yeah.
That's pretty cool. That's a lot of content for a car.
I think so, yeah. But imagine charging your car and being able to play Tesla. That's freaking sweet. be able to play Cuphead, not Tesla. You're in a Tesla.
Why pick such a hard game like Cuphead?
Because you want to be frustrated when you start driving again. get that road rage. No, I don't know. I mean, it's crazy. It's like Cuphead's coming to the Switch and to your Teslas. Oh my God. Is that going to be the new thing? You know how Skyrim came to everything?
You're going to play Gears on Tesla, in your Tesla.
Yeah. Well, is that the new thing? Like, you know how they made fun of, like, Skyrim's coming to your microwave. It's like Cuphead's coming to your microwave.
I'm going to play Cuphead on my toaster. Yeah.
Going to my Apple Watch. I don't know, but, anyway,
it's exciting. Yeah. It's cool to just see new technology like that. I mean, do we need video games in cars like that? I mean, I guess TVs
have
existed in
the cars. They already
have some
games in the Tesla, like Asteroids and simple games like that.
Like Snake?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, well, that's cool.
But yeah, I mean, we'll see, you know. Skyrim came to Alexa. That's true. Remember? You could play that voice version of Skyrim. Mm-hmm. So maybe Cuphead's next. Maybe you go attack, attack, attack. Fuck.
And that's parry, parry, dodge, parry. Fucking shit. Yeah. Fuck, start it again.
Yep. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I think that's going to wrap up the podcast here. Episode number 16 of the Mistakes Were Made podcast. You can follow us on Twitter at MistakesCast. That's spelled correctly, MistakesCast. You can also follow our network, which is the Podcastle Network, on Twitter at PodcastleNet. And thank you guys so much for coming by and watching. Be sure to follow the Podcastle channel because we'll be broadcasting our podcast here pretty often. And we will also be potentially streaming next weekend for some E3, but we'll let you guys
know.
Yes.
Check out the Just Because podcast too.
Check it out. Just Because. We just recorded it, but it's not up yet, obviously. We probably get these episodes up sometime early in the week. I would imagine.
Tuesday, Wednesday, midweek.
Gotta convert some of the files and all that shit, but... guys, thank you so much for listening. We do appreciate it. You'll hear an advertisement at the end of the podcast here, so be sure to listen to it if you want to support the channel.
Forgot to do that again.
Yep, forgot to do it again, but it's all good. Just listen to it if you guys want to support the pod. And thank you guys so much for listening. We appreciate it as always, and we will catch you guys later. Peace out.
Peace.